Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. Of course, it is Friday. All the latest hookups and breakups, recapping the week that was. It's Life and Style Weekly and senior news editor Jordy Lippi checking in from New York. Jordy, of course, we got to talk about Kim Kardashian here. And now she's trying to get back at Chris Humphries with her ex, Reggie Bush. No.
That's right. Sources are telling that Kim and Reggie have been texting and it's getting very flirty, but they're obviously trying to keep their romance very low key because she doesn't want this getting out. It would totally harm her image. But it seems like she's heating things back up with Reggie.
I'm very surprised, though, that those two are getting back together, especially since they had such a bad breakup, right?
They did have a really bad breakup, but they've been on and off for a very long time, and maybe they're right for each other. She keeps going back to him after every single breakup, and, you know, maybe they're just it. He's the one, and maybe now's the time.
Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi here on the Ralphie Radio Show. You know, some babies are born with silver spoons in their mouth, but what do we say about these babies that are born into billion-dollar families, Jordy? Do we have a term for that or no?
I'm not sure, but we're going to have to probably make one because we have two of them on the way. We have Jessica Simpson's baby and Beyonce's baby, who are absolutely billion-dollar babies. They're both coming into these massive empires. Some people forget that Jessica Simpson has this massive clothing line, all of these other ventures. She's creating a new line. She's creating a baby line. She may be returning to TV. She doesn't even need that career, you know, that singing career anymore. And then Beyonce and Jay-Z are just the power couple that we all know. And I think both of these babies are just going to be living in the lap of luxury.
Jordy, you make a great point there about Jessica Simpson, because obviously, you know, again, Jay and Beyonce, of course, you know, Jay had a very successful album this past year with Kanye, a very successful tour as well, and Beyonce had a great album. But Jessica, I think a lot of people assume because they don't see her on TV and they don't hear her on the radio anymore that she's not doing anything, but she's just as rich as them, no?
Yeah, if not richer. She has all of her ventures add up to close to $1 billion, and she's only making more.
Right, wrapping up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi here on the Ralphie Radio Show. We've been talking about Britney Spears, the fact that she's probably going to be engaged before the end of the year, and a ring has now surfaced and entered the picture?
That's right. Sources told Life and Style that Jason has purchased a 4-carat square cut diamond ring, and that he's planning to give it to Britney before Christmas, or right around Christmas, actually.
Well, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to Britney Spears. 4 carats seems kind of small for her, though, no?
Well, you know, maybe she's trying to be a little bit more modest, but 4 carats is still pretty big.
Oh, okay.
I take it.
I bet you would. Well, hey, read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior News Editor Jordy Lippi, have a great weekend.
You too.